It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a sweetheart candy with no message. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking the live broadcast. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Spry and in good spirits and looking healthy, Pip Helix.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. Joe will be here later on the show. Our annual Valentine's Day love fail countdown. It's countdown season, kids.
I know.
So we'll go through the love fails. I don't really have any new love fails to add.
Of your own, you mean?
I mean, they're just with scammers. They always end badly.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
And we'll do some, speaking of scammers, we'll do some scamming scammers with Han. Last week, we were very flirty. And on the afterbirth show, we will do sweetheart candies are back. But some of them are kind of quiet. We'll tell you about that. And before the show, speaking of Vincent of Portobello, and he used to work with Michael Jackson.
I am flabbergasted.
And he's going to be featured on a show in A&E in the summer. But on February 25th, we're going to have Vincent in studio.
Yes.
That's the plan. And he's going to dish. He knows some things.
He has tea to spill.
He knows what went down.
I can't wait. Oh my God.
He also has the he bought the notes from the jurors of the case. Remember, Michael Jackson was acquitted. He was brought up on charges.
Yes.
Of abusing. What was it, boys? Yeah, boys.
Yes, boys.
So he bought those jurors' notes. So we'll talk to Vincent about all things MJ. So that should be very enlightening.
That's definitely. Invitation radio, you have to listen to it. You don't want to hear everybody talking about around the water cooler. You want to be here live to listen to the show. There's going to be lots of tea to spill. I can't wait for the show.
Very exciting.
Yes.
I wonder if any of my other restaurant owners ever worked for R. Kelly.
Oh God!
You know, we start with MJ. Next up, R. Kelly. I'll have to talk to Andiamo and
find out what they've been up to.
See if the Dicksteins ever work with R. Kelly. I'll check on that.
I hope so.
But
not.
So the 25th. That's very excited. Can't wait for that. But I'm looking forward to tonight's show.
Yeah, me too.
So we last left off with you, Pip. There was much to talk about. And I guess there's things to talk about this week, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't have any updates right now for myself. I am going to find out, you know, I have my big work evaluation next week.
I should do evaluations here.
Oh, God, no.
I feel I should. I feel like that's been lacking.
I know how you feel.
I don't know if you do. I feel like they should be written up, and I call you in, and then listen, this is what we're thinking, this is what you're excelling in, this is where you need to improve.
I know.
Then where do you see yourself in a year from now? Because I see you in a dumpster somewhere.
I'm not already there.
No, you're working towards
it. There's further to go.
All right, well, you're still gainfully employed.
Yeah, for the moment.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I got another week at least. And
now's a good time to get sick.
Strangely. No. I was sick all January, knock wood. I everyone's sick now. And I'm the one that's like holding the fort.
But amazingly enough, you have dodged the coronavirus.
Yeah.
No, well, the coronavirus. No. We want none of that.
No. Well, there's not even corona in New York City.
Not New York City.
I just heard on the radio that there hasn't been one validated case in New York City, but people are still walking around with the masks.
Yeah, you know what? I like the mask, but I feel like the Asians, because they're usually the ones that wear it.
Yeah.
I feel like they need to commit more. I feel like they need to wear the surgical gown and walk around with gloves and walk around with their hands up.
Up in the air like they're about, they just washed. Like they just scrubbed. For surgery.
Yes. I feel like if you're going to do it, go all the way.
Yeah, go all out.
Because this half-ass shit just makes me want to pull down the mask and sneeze it at you. But if you go all the way, I'm like, fuck yeah, these people are committed. There's an outbreak coming.
I want to go full beekeeper suit because, number one, it's timely. It's
timely?
Yeah, sure, because, you know, we're all worried about the bees surviving.
Are we? I have a feeling if we were all worried about the bees surviving, they would have a better chance of surviving. I don't think we're all worried about the bees surviving.
No, I probably should not have been that inclusive and said all. Reasonable people who realize that the bees dying is an extinction event for humans as well, those people are worried.
I don't believe the fake buzz.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I hope so. I wasn't trying to hide it.
No, they.
you're like my audience. Yeah, I don't really get laughs. I got you.
Yeah.
I feel like my audience really. They should just snap. I feel like they don't want to commit to laughing. They just want to go. Yeah, brother.
They want to be too cool.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
my audience.
Dig it.
Yeah, my audience is very proud of themselves when they get what I'm talking about. It's like, guys, I'm not that smart. You're just that fucking stupid.
Yeah. They had a reach. I actually remember having the feeling in college where when I was working very hard and I was learning brand new things, I actually felt like I didn't literally feel it, but it almost felt like I could feel the synapses growing and reaching across in my brain. I was thinking so hard and learning new things. I felt pathways being built in my head.
I never did that. I would just zone out.
Really?
Yeah, so they just never grew.
I remember thinking, they just got to stretch across. I'll get it.
Here's what's great about this country. Being a moron is valued.
It is.
You know, here's the thing, and then we'll get back to your story. But politicians, pundits, they always go, you know, Americans are too smart for that. Americans are very smart. No. Do you know us? We're not very smart. And I'm not saying I'm very smart. You know, people say, oh, you're very smart. I go, nah, not really. I got a lot of holes in my armor. I mean, I'm well-read about certain things. But if you start putting numbers mixed with letters and want me to solve for why, we're going to have issues.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
So I'm not that smart. I just know certain things.
Yeah.
And it happens to be things that are brought up in conversation, but I'm not that smart.
No, actually, as far as being well-read, being learned, it's a different thing from your intelligence quotient. And the thing is that you do have a good IQ, I believe. I mean, I don't know if you've been tested.
Can you be? I thought like those IQ tests are like bullshit.
No, they can test you.
I thought they're bullshit.
Well, the ones on Facebook are, but I mean, they literally have IQ tests. But the thing is that the capacity for learning, the ability to make, you know, inferences and to build on the already knowledge that you already have and, you know, synthesize it. These things show real intelligence.
Yeah, I probably don't have that.
No, I actually do.
Really?
Think
I feel
do.
Like I'm getting dumber by the day. I really do. I feel there was a time. There was a time where I may have been intelligent. I feel I am no longer intelligent, but unfortunately, all you fuckers are getting stupider at a quicker rate. But I feel truly intelligent people have whizzed right way past me. But what makes me intelligent is I realize they're more intelligent than me, and I recognize this, and I don't hate them for that. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. I should probably hang out with these people because maybe some of that smartness
will rub off.
Yes. So that's really the secret of my intelligence, is not fearing what I don't know, but embracing, except for fucking math, because that's the devil's tool.
Oh, if you want to see me cry, bring out the calculus problems.
Oh, I never even took calculus.
No, I took trig.
Never took trig.
I really wanted to cry. I had to take it for college.
Never had to.
And, well, wait, let me, I will bring out my dumb cred. When I first went to school, I had done poorly enough on the math portion of the SATs that I had to take a class before I was allowed to move on and take my other classes. I had to take math for, like, you know, stupid people.
I feel like I might have done that too.
And it was a class that I had to pay for, but I got no credits for.
No, I feel like I got credit Definitely. For it, and I took it during my course load. But I feel like I had something like that too. And then I feel like I was in a class that was like talking about like infinity and abstract shit like that, which like completely glazed over. And then I had to take like in psychology, I had to take statistics, and that was a fucking bitch. Again, that's where your boy's charm paid off.
Yeah, that's how you weaseled through.
Yeah, listen, people like me. I was very entertaining in school. Mm-hmm. Not so much now, but in school, I was very entertaining. So people took Rachmanis, pity on me. So, but I would pass it on too. What's the matter?
I haven't heard that word in a really long time.
You know what that means? A little Yiddish.
I know.
That's nice. See, we got that Yid intelligence going on.
Yeah, we do.
But here is the problem with America. It's not that we're dumb. We take it as a badge of honor to be dumb, whereas other countries don't. They are deprived of the ability to learn and educate themselves, and they have a thirst for the knowledge.
Yes.
Where we have it all in front of us, and we're like, nah, what's on TMZ?
Well, you know what? I saw something on, you know, I went down the YouTube wormhole, which shows where my intellect is, and it was one of these compilations of stupid game show moments, and it was actually quite funny.
Of course it was.
And somebody asked this band or actors, I don't know who they were because they were European and I didn't recognize them, and they said something like, well, do you know where that is? And they said, well, yes, because we were educated in Europe. And I was like, oh, burn! But they're right.
Here's how you know what I'm saying is true about how we revel in the stupidity. And there are certain entertainment segments that are created just so we can feel better for ourselves. The whole man on the street thing.
Oh.
Like you've seen it on late night TV. Yes. You've seen it in political season. So if you're watching Fox News, they'll take a bunch of Bernie supporters and make them look stupid. If you're watching MSNBC, they might get a bunch of Trump supporters. Or if you're watching Comedy Central, and get a bunch of Trump supporters and make them look stupid. They will find the stupidest people and showcase them instead of the people that probably had, you know, thought out answers, were intelligent on any side. But we feel but that makes us feel superior. Go, well, hey, at least I'm not that guy.
Right.
I'm fucking smart. Where's my pork rinds or whatever the fuck? Because that's what we don't want to learn more. We just want to feel slightly superior.
Yes.
But we don't want to be so smart where we're fucking elite, because we don't want to be elite, because God forbid we be learned.
Oh, no. That makes people seem stuck up, and we want to be of the regular people.
Whereas I am of the regular people, but I am stuck up. But I am stuck up for people who don't want to learn. I've always said that. For comment, I've said it many times. I don't hate dumb people. I hate willfully ignorant people.
Yes.
Well, people who do not want to learn, who like to speak on. See, if you don't know something, what we used to do is we used to be quiet, which I can respect.
Yeah.
Like if we're talking about, again, I'm bringing up math. If we're talking, like the wife and the daughter will be going over math problems for my daughter's math class.
Wow,
and everything.
That's tough.
You know what I'm doing? I'm either not in the fucking room or I'm not saying a word. You know why? Because I'm out of my depth.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, if there's there's like an expression, you know, don't make it obvious that you're stupid or something. Like, leave people.
Oh, I don't know the expression. I don't know the exact wording, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's like, you know, leave a doubt. Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to shut my mouth.
Something along the lines of, yeah, leave doubt. Let people doubt if you're stupid rather than confirming it for them.
Yeah, something like that. Whereas we as a society overall do not do that. And you see awful people spouting off, and they have no context, and they don't want context. They'll go, "I can't believe politician X is doing whatever it is, whether Obama, Trump, whoever it is." But then you go, "Well, historically, this has happened before, so it's really not that far out of the realm." Or historically, this has never happened before, so no, this is out of the norm, and we should be alarmed. But people don't want to do that step; they want to just spout off and get their likes, because that's our dopamine.
Oh yeah, there definitely is a hit the bar to get the pellet moment in social media.
Which, listen, we all have that. I mean, yeah. But part of that is the willfully stupid.
Yes,
which is where so going back to it, like, oh, America's too smart for that. Nay, we are not too smart for that. If you think about who we've elected, if you think about Barack Obama, hope and change. Listen, you could tell he was very intelligent.
Yes.
You could tell he was very intelligent. But if you really want to know who was more qualified, John McCain was more qualified to be commander-in-chief than Barack Obama was. But we were so sick of George W. Bush and the 8 years, and we felt John McCain was going to continue the wars that the vast majority of us, even people who didn't usually vote Democrat, were like, fuck it, we're going Barack.
Yeah.
And then you had, so then after that, you had all the bullshit about Hillary, some of it true, some of it made up. But we all saw Donald Trump on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us thought that was the real guy.
Right.
Instead of all the articles, all the stories that were there beforehand, from before he was running for office, go, he's nothing like what he's being portrayed.
Right.
But we wanted to vote for that guy.
The decisive guy.
When, if you really think about it, if you looked at things logically, Hillary Clinton was more qualified to be president of the United States.
I definitely believe that.
So that's what I'm saying. So, like, the last two, the last couple of elections, and then, by then Obama's an incumbent, and Mitt Romney was qualified to be president, but Obama was incumbent, and he was pretty popular,
mm-hmm.
so he got it again. But if you look at, the last times when we had to vote for somebody new, we didn't really make the intelligent choice. We made the gut choice.
Oh yeah, we did. But I have
and
to...
also the economy was in the shitter.
Yeah,
when Obama took over, and we're like, enough of these fucking Republicans.
Yeah,
but if you look at it,
something's got to step up. But I wouldn't say that it was an unintelligent choice necessarily.
No, I'm talking
because...
but if you're talking about qualifications for the job,
no, but
any other job interview, if you look at it as a job interview,
sure,
John McCain is more qualified.
Yes, but you could clearly see how intelligent
correct
Obama was.
Correct. But John McCain isn't. Well, John McCain is intelligent too. Now, I never thought John McCain was unintelligent.
No, nor
so,
did I.
So
no, that wasn't my point.
No, I know that. So I'm saying, if you were just looking at qualified for the job, if you were looking like on a job interview basis.
Yeah, who has more experience?
John McCain should have been the choice. But that's not how Americans look at their politics.
Oh, they were like, oh, hell no, we're not doing this again.
If you look at Al Gore versus George W. Bush, Al Gore was more qualified. George W. Bush was a fuck-up.
Yes.
Al Gore was coming off a very vice president for a very successful, very popular 8 years of Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Forget about what you think about him now.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, by the time that election...
At that point...
But George W. Bush won because Al Gore is kind of boring and nerdy.
Yes.
And George W. Bush was kind of like a cowboy and you want to have a beer with him. That's how fucking America votes.
Yeah.
We don't focus on intelligence. And I'm not saying it's a left thing or a right thing because I've just pointed to it on both sides.
Right. Which guy would you rather have a beer with? That's not
none
criteria
of them.
For
none of them.
Running the country.
I don't want to drink with any of them.
No.
No. You know why? Because I hope my president's a little too fucking busy to hang out with me. Yeah, honestly, I'm a fucking zilch. You know what I'm drinking with the president? Here's what I'm drinking with. If they invite me to the Oval Office to do a comedy show, and then we're kicking back and having a beer. If it's just an ordinary Wednesday evening afternoon, I hope the president's got better things to do.
Or if you're on a team of some sort that won some extraordinary championship, it's like, yeah, bring me in there for a fast food cold burger
no,
on a table.
No, not a fast food thing. Treat me right.
I'm just saying what you get.
But what I'm saying is Americans do not value intelligence.
No, the dumbing down of America started decades ago.
You know what? Because like, they say ignorance is bliss. It's a lot fucking easier when you don't know shit.
It is easier. And it's also, you pointed to it earlier, and you said that because when you're around people that you deem smarter than yourself, you realize, wow, I'm going to have to work to keep up here. And that is hard, but it's also the side of an intelligent person to know that you're not, that you don't know everything.
Oh, I recognize quite often when I'm outclassed. I am very aware of when I am outclassed.
But the thing is that idiots open their mouths and spew forth
because
they are idiots and they don't realize what idiots they
are. And that is now valued in our society.
I don't think it's valued as much as it is totally tolerated.
Listen, if you just look at the things Donald Trump says, at his spelling, forget about all the policy, just the spelling mistakes, and yes, spelling does count.
It does.
And the grammar, and the word choices.
And the geography mistakes.
He is dumb as fuck. Now, he is a master communicator and a salesman and for certain people. He scratches certain people itch in a certain way.
Right.
He does have certain attributes, which are good, you know.
He's got that sales acumen.
Yes. Very, very good at selling himself. That's what he's done his whole life. Bamboozling, bullshit, and everything. And it works on a lot of people. But if you just look at intelligence, there's no way he could win this year. But he could. You look at Pete Buttigieg, how intelligent he is.
I know.
And, you know, Joe Biden used to be. It's getting ugly.
I don't know what happened to him.
Hey, but if you listen,
has he had a stroke?
I don't know.
It's no not, offense to anyone who's had a stroke, but has he had a stroke?
I don't know. But whatever. We don't value. I don't know how we got onto this, but we don't value intelligence. We haven't for some time, and I wish the pundits and the politicians would stop kissing our ass and saying how smart we are. Because another thing I hate is like, oh, the great state of wherever the fuck they are. There's some shitty states. You know what? What's so great about South Dakota? Really? Is it really that great?
Well, I'd have to go for South Dakota.
All right, Iowa. Or forget Iowa. Florida. Florida's not a great state.
I thought you'd go for Alabama.
Another...
Even Florida laughs at Alabama.
No. Florida. Florida has a bunch of fuck-ups in there, and the fact that we might have to consider having a Florida category for this year's April Fools.
I'm thinking we have to.
We might have to do that.
Absolutely.
So it's not really a great state. And again, it's not a red state or blue state thing. It's just not every state, but they like to kiss our ass, which shows their intelligence.
Well, it's just like every rock star comes out and goes, oh, how you doing, New York? And everybody goes, yay,
he knows where he is. Except when he doesn't. I've been to that show, too.
I know.
Steven Tyler did that years ago at the Meadowlands.
God, you took the words out of my mouth. It's like the Meadowlands, for people that don't live in the metro area, is in New Jersey, and they always go, hello, New York, and it's like, fuck you.
Nah, we cheer, because we're idiots.
Cheer.
We're idiots. He got the new part. He's new. He got half credit.
Well, everybody's half in the bag, and they want to have a good time. They, you know, and it's like, yeah, we're used to being New York's little sister in New Jersey, where we both grew up. And but the thing is that... You know, people make those mistakes. You don't expect the leader of the free world, or at least for the moment, to not understand geography of the country you run. God, how embarrassing!
You got to know the country you run. And here's where dumb people try to make stupid arguments. Mm. Like Joe Citizen. Like if you point out how stupid a leader is, Joe Citizen will go, yeah, but you don't know. I'm not fucking running shit. I don't have to know.
I know.
I know how to tell a joke. That's what I know how to do. I'm staying in my lane. When I start running shit, then yes, I need to know certain things. Don't compare a leader to Joe Average Citizen. Nay, nay. This is a special job with special qualifications that need special talents or at least basic fucking knowledge. But you see stupid people make that argument. It's like, no, don't compare to me.
No.
When I'm president, or when I'm running shit, then put it on me.
Well, and also, surround yourself with excellent people.
I got to start doing that.
Know their stuff.
I got to start doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Post haste.
I'll show myself out.
I wish you would. And lock the door so Joe doesn't sneak his way in.
Well, you know what? I could show myself out because unlike the 2 weeks ago, I wasn't like passed out on your couch, unable to leave.
No, you're looking good. It's good to see you happy and healthy.
But
we got to just off the soap. We got to stop with we're smart. We're not.
No.
And don't embrace the stupid. Understand it. Mm-hmm. Look in the mirror. Go, what are my weaknesses? What can I do better on? And if I can't do better, then just fucking dummy up.
Yeah.
That's it's okay. You don't like there's a guy on MSNBC, John Meacham. He's a historical scholar.
Uh-huh.
Like he knows things about like Shays' Rebellion and shit like that. Exactly.
And I'm looking at you because I went quickly through the head database for what do I know about that? Not terribly much.
So what an intelligent person does is when John Meacham's talking about historical shit from the 1800s or 1700s, you know what you do?
You listen.
You shut the fuck up and listen and learn. You don't try to talk over them. You just go, huh, I don't know that. I probably don't have an interest in doing the research that he did, but I'm going to listen.
Well, one of the things that shows, great intelligence is recognizing when someone is an expert in a field, you know, or someone has read more. They have not just, gone and looked through an encyclopedia. Boy, am I dating myself.
But somebody should date you.
But they've actually, gone to primary sources. And they've, read more than one book on it and compared notes. This is an expert.
It's the same way we look at scientists now. It's like, oh, well, what do they know? They fucking spent their whole life. Oh, well, they're just doing. Why would 99% of, we'll just talk global warming real quick. Why would 99% of scientists be willing to throw away their fucking life's work and their reputation just to go, gotcha.
Oh, because they were paid. Please.
Everybody's fucking paid.
Every scientist on the planet was paid off? Really?
Instead of going, huh. They spent their life's work. There seems to be a consensus.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting this. Perhaps I should listen because I don't know. You talk global warming to me. I know what the scientists say.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I know watching the news.
Mm-hmm.
I know how we're having all these things. There's enough there where I can say, yeah, something's going on.
Yes.
And then here's where the intelligence kicks in. If I think there's something going on and 99% of people think there's something going on, why not take the precaution just in case?
Why would it hurt to do something to save the environment?
But then they go, well, the economy. But that's like, no, this is good for the economy. Higher fuel efficiency, manufacturing solar panels and wind turbines. That's good.
It would open up all new areas of things that need to be made.
Instead, we get, folks. People are saying that the sound of windmills causes cancer.
Oh, dear God.
Dead serious about that.
Dead serious.
And people still make the argument he's an intelligent person. No, he's not. No, he's not.
No, I hope he likes Kentucky Fried Eagle, because there's an endless source.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you got to go, he's a fucking moron. And if you can reconcile, you go, all right, he's a fucking moron, but I like his policy. You go, all right.
Well,
if you like the policy, then I would argue, well, Mike Pence will give you the same policy, and he's not a moron. Any generic Republican will give you the same policy. If you like the policy, as far as being a Republican, he's not outstanding. Mike Pence would have given you the same judges. Mike Pence would maybe even more far right.
On certain issues. I think that he would have pushed much harder towards ending abortion.
I think that
would really be a problem.
So you can like the policy. I don't have to agree with the policy, but you can like the policy. But at least recognize that he's a fucking moron.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't like morons leading important shit. I don't like them driving an Uber. No, why?
I didn't make the mental leap. I'm like, what?
Why don't I want them driving an Uber? Because I'm in the back seat and I have no control. That's why I don't like that shit. If I don't have control, I want somebody who's intelligent and well-equipped to do it. Now, here's the thing. You can be a moron and drive an Uber, but you have to know where the fuck you're going around the city.
Oh, there's that.
There's special skill sets.
Well, I would pose that our
I've never
president...
taken an Uber, by the way, except with you.
Oh, really? You've never? Oh,
no. And okay. That was enough. That was enough. I no, because you're rating me. I'm rating you. Fuck that. I want nothing to do with it. You like to have a conversation. No, I don't want to talk to you. Put me in a fucking cab where I don't even have to pretend to be friendly. That's what I want.
I have no problems with Uber.
I want none of it. None of it. I don't want to rate you. I don't want you rating me. I don't want to have to ask if I could plug my phone in. No! No! I should have been charged before I got into the fucking car. What type of animal am I? There's outlets all over the fucking house or wherever the hell I am. No, I can't borrow your fucking charger. No, I'm not going to ask you to turn down the music. Fucking, at least it's English. Stop fucking bitching. You're a passenger. Put on your headset. I don't want to have this dialogue. No!
Okay. I like Ubers. I think they're convenient. I don't use them a lot.
You like them because you can talk to them.
I'm talkative anyway. Have you not noticed?
You do your whole fucking Oprah thing in the backseat. How are you? What's going on? How was your day? Tell me about it. Did he touch you in the no-no spot? The whole fucking thing. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut up, both of you. I don't care about any of this. Shut up.
How about you put your pods in? We were having a lovely conversation.
Because I was unaware that I would need pods.
Do you not know me?
I'd never seen that side of you before.
What? Talkative? Outgoing?
But talking to strangers where I had no escape. I've never been in that. I've only seen you, like, in concerts. Shush people, which can respect, because that's a talent and a skill I don't have.
Oh no.
We've talked many times how I envy your huge balls in these public places.
Thank you. I'm a bulldog about that.
Yes. So I saw your skill set as a positive for me. Never before had I been in this situation in an enclosed environment where it worked against me, where I had no escape.
You have to talk to Mr. Helix more often. He actually doesn't mind my talking to strangers.
Because he doesn't want to talk either, and he's used to your prattling on.
Yeah.
But I'm not used to your prattling on. I have a fucking song to handle your prattling on. If I could have played the blah, blah, blah song in the fucking Uber, I would have. And I would have fucking played it for him, too, because I don't give a shit about any of this. Just get me to the fucking museum so I can stay outside for 2.5 hours to see a bunch of horse shit. That's what I want. I don't want a fucking life story. Not now.
Oh, I see. So only your prattling on is important.
No, I'm not prattling. I don't prattle in a fuck with a stranger. I'm prattling here because that's my fucking job.
The audience could not see me looking at you like, what? You're not?
But this is the job.
I know.
Trust me, if I was your Uber driver, none of this. I'm not going to say, and Americans are morons. You know what I'm going to do? So it's two rights up ahead? That's what I'm gonna fucking do.
But I'm entertaining to people. When I talk to people in the store or while we're standing online and we're shooting the shit and that kind of thing, people actually enjoy my personality.
I understand that. I was trapped.
And
You
did not want to enjoy my personality, nor the driver's.
I love your personality.
Thank you.
I don't need it in an enclosed place when I'm trying to get from point A to point B.
Okay. Now I know the limit for you.
No, if you and I are driving together, we are friends. Yeah. We have a history. Yeah. We have certain things in common. There is shit to talk about. It's not a first fucking date. How do you do? Job, resume, interview. It's not that. You're lucky I fucking talked to you 20 years ago. I thought you were funny, and I thought, what the fuck am I doing here? This is a bunch of horseshit. That's what I thought. You were entertaining to me, but I was not trapped with you, right. And I could have shunned you at any moment. There was no shunning.
I'm still waiting.
I like you. I like, but if you're a stranger, I'm not talking. I don't want to fucking talk. I got a story. I'm sorry. I know we were supposed to talk about your shit, but
not important.
Reiterate my fucking point.
Yes.
Reiterate my point in another place.
Okay.
It's pretty much established in our family,
mm-hmm.
The best way to get to know other people is not to have me be the point man.
Yeah. I would say that I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'll give you guys like an example. Like after the show, after I fucking prattled on for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
You'd think everybody just wants to get the fuck out of here and get home. But no, Pip will go upstairs and like talk to the wife for another 30 minutes. I'm like, haven't you talked enough, woman? But she wants to talk more.
I want to talk to her.
I understand that. She's much more interesting than I am.
No, it's just that I like you both in different ways.
I'm your evil dark side and she's your good side. But
yes.
This bites her in the ass because I say don't fucking talk to people. And the daughter has taken on my personality.
Oh, I see.
But people are drawn to her.
Okay.
I've always said that kids are drawn to her because she puts off that cool vibe.
Yes.
Whereas nobody's drawn to me. I do not have that cool vibe, and I'm still quiet. So we've had a couple of new neighbors. So we have newer neighbors. I'm lowering my voice. So
Now we're having the revelation portion of the evening.
Yeah. So the wife puts out the welcome wagon. You know, always introduce.
Yeah.
Chit chat. Ma'am, hey, bye, go, bum.
Yep.
In, out. You know, like, I'll talk to some of the neighbors, like, if I've gotten to know them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll talk to them. But I'm certainly not initiating. I'm not the...
I talk to your neighbors.
Yes. But you might rethink that.
Uh-oh.
So, she made friends with one of the neighbors.
Okay.
They exchanged phone numbers.
I'm pointing, and he's nodding.
They exchange. Well, I'm not exchanging phone numbers with anybody.
Huh.
I mean, it's
not yet.
It's amazing Pip and Joe get calls from me. But that's because I need to talk to them about shit. Okay. So, at one point, I think she's selling makeup products or something.
Uh-oh.
So the wife goes over for, like, a free facial or something, you know, this type of bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, gets some lip gloss and whatnot.
Yeah.
Whatever, because she needed to practice on somebody.
Yeah. And then
I am not going to be your fucking monkey.
Yeah, when, and then you get sold all this stuff because right, you feel right. bad.
But things have picked up since then.
Uh-oh.
So the wife was friendly, and I tell her it's going to bite you in the ass,
mm-hmm.
which is why I'm not friendly.
Okay.
I mean, I think people like me, but through nothing I've done.
What do you mean?
I'm not that friendly.
Well,
I'm nice once you get to know me. I'm
yeah.
a good friend once you get to know me.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. I'm not really getting to know that many more people now. And really, if I'm getting to... You know who I get to know? Scammers. And that's not even me.
Yeah, you get to know other comedians. Yeah. You make friends with them?
I do, but I forget their name as soon as the week's over.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm just bad at that shit.
I'm bad at names, too.
I gotta tell you, wearing these fucking glasses is distracting for my eyes.
Oh.
I have not trained my eyes to these yet. Anyway. So now, the neighbor texts the wife for her to drive her places, look things up on the internet, tell her where she can get, like, good pizza delivery. This is constantly... This is fucking daily. That's not it. So,
well, does she not have a computer?
I don't know. I wasn't home, but the neighbor needed a ride and someone to drive her, so she needed two drivers. This is just a couple weeks ago. She needed two drivers.
Why two drivers?
I guess because she couldn't drive her car. I think she might have... Because for some reason, they didn't have her registered, even though she should be registered with her license or something. There was, like, some type of clerical error.
Okay.
So.
Oh, so she needed somebody to drive, go get the car, and then bring it
right.
back. Okay.
I was not home.
Okay.
So she comes over here, and she's like, well, your daughter could drive. The wife's like, the daughter's 13.
Yeah.
And the woman's considerate. Nay,
nay. No.
So then the wife gets the other neighbor who feeds our pets, who we are friendly with.
Yeah.
So they both go. Yeah, all right, well, that's a big ask, but they do that.
Right.
Then the other day, she asked for a box to send a package. Even though you go to the post office...
You can get boxes.
Right. And
you go to the supermarket.
Well, it's like,
they're
well,
loaded
well,
with them.
I'm not home, but when I get home, I'll find you a box.
Right.
But then she's like, no, I'll just get it at the post office, which is what she should have done.
In the first place.
Yeah. Then my wife tells her she's out of town. She calls the next day asking... if she could come over and store flowers to dry them for her husband. Like, every day...
There's a new ask.
There's a new ask.
Oh. Not happy.
That's what friendly gets you.
It can happen.
You know who doesn't have these problems?
You.
This guy. Right?
Because you're just like, no, too busy, fuck you.
But that's just it. It's no. It's hard. We know, like we say what a dick I am, and we're right. But no, is hard for me.
Yeah, yeah. But it's hard for most people.
It is. You know, push comes to shove, I'm a pussy. On certain things, fine, I'll fucking do it. Just because I can't say no. But now my wife is in the place where she has to say no. And I'm like, well, that's on you, sweet tits.
Yeah.
This is all you're doing because you had to be friendly. You know who doesn't have this problem? Me.
Yeah.
I don't have this problem. Because I'll just go hi and bye. Like the other day, I'm like, I'm bringing the trash cans back to the house. And they kind of make noise.
Yeah.
So she looks out the door. The neighbor looks out the door. Oh, it's you making all that noise. Yeah. It's like, who opens the door for that?
Well.
So she's like, the neighbor's like a little off.
Yeah. Well, she's needy.
Yes.
I understand a new person in a neighborhood asking questions like, can you give me a recommendation? Where's the best pizza?
But,
pizza or something
like
that.
Or like. She's a couple times she's needed rides, like, from neighboring towns. Like, my wife seems to be the go-to person for this. And they just met.
And you know what's the greatest thing in the world? Uber!
I don't think she knows how to Uber. But you know
she's why gonna learn.
You know my wife's in this situation? Because she was friendly.
She was being nice.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See, you might get, like, a best friend as an Uber driver. I never will. Because you know what? I'm going to take public transit or a taxi. And once I hand them the money, our relationship is over. We're not rating each other. We're both going on with our fucking merry days. We did what we needed to do. I might have paid a little bit more, but I'm done. I'm out. I'm finished. I'm happy. I'm on to the next, ignoring a new group of people.
I know, like, the people that I go to regularly, like, I know the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru window guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I made friends with a lady that was doing customer service for HP on the phone with me, and we became Facebook friends. I know, but that's my personality. I totally blame my dad, because Papa Helix would talk to a wall. He would talk to anyone.
Why?
Irish.
But yeah, but that's weird, because most of
Irish.
It's not weird for women, because women are generally more vocal.
Yeah.
Like, the wife will get mad. You don't talk. No, I don't talk. My mom gets really mad. Why don't you talk? Because I don't fucking talk to anybody.
Does she not know your father?
Yeah.
You know?
It's like my best friend, Elias. We will go months without talking. Months. I've known him since I was 5. We grew up next door neighbors. Yeah, I love him. We will go months without talking.
We went years without seeing each other.
We went years. And then we picked up.
And we picked up where we left off.
Yes, it's fine. Now, I feel that was a little bit you. You had shit going on. You had a fucking crazy roommate and
I
shit.
I had a crazy life.
Yeah. So I feel like that was you.
Yeah,
and
it
then
was
I called you to do. I feel like you'd probably fall off too if we didn't have this every week. Because you just get weird. You get busy.
Yeah, I get busy.
I'm not one of the girls.
I get depressed.
Yeah. I'm not one of the girls to go to Pennsylvania with.
Yeah, which is this weekend.
Exactly. But yeah. But I accept that because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And I don't hold it against you.
Yeah, it's not personal. It's right, my weirdness.
People don't understand that.
I know they don't.
About men in general and about me. Like, I used to, before this, I would talk to Joe more often.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to Joe anymore.
Well,
it's an email, it's a text. I see him every week. What's more to talk about?
Well, I mean, with the exception of, like, this evening and last week, too, because I got here early last week as well. We usually, I come here and you continue watching TV and I futz around on the computer and get ready for the show. We don't talk because we save it for the show.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that we wouldn't talk, you know what I mean?
But we're not, neither one of us, as talkative as you are, you're not going to pick up the phone and talk to me.
I really don't like the phone.
No. Which is really a mistake for you, because I think we've established when it comes to your circle of people, I'm probably one of the people that gives the best advice. I mean, no disrespect to your other group of circle of people. I'm sure there's some other good people in there.
I have a circle of wise women around me.
Yeah, but I feel like you also have a circle of morons around you, too. I'm not saying they're just women, by the way.
I know.
But I feel like you definitely have a circle of morons.
Okay.
You're not going to say that. You're too close to the situation.
No, I don't think that I have morons.
Of course you don't.
No, I don't.
Trust me, you do. The fact that I have to explain shit, by the time it gets to me, after shit's been going on for a while, tells me that there are not people in your life that are setting you straight.
Okay.
So you need to recognize this weakness in your game. See, this is my strength. I can run various shit. I'm an expert in nothing, but I can run various shit better.
I'm an expert in nothing.
No, but...
Well, this is why I think that I have just not found my niche professionally since I left the day job that I had for many, many years.
You should be doing something where... your social skills are involved, where your personality comes into play. Now, the downside of that is you get sick a lot, and then you're in a bad mood, and you get depressed and shit.
Yeah.
But you put that aside. You put that aside. If you could just be even or happy, you should really be doing customer service.
Yeah, it would probably work.
Or sales, which is such a high-pressure shit job.
Oh, no.
But it really does play to your skill set, because you do like people. And I feel... you would get cured of that if you talked to more of them.
That would probably ruin it.
I used to like people too, and then I started doing comedy, and not so much.
Yeah, well, that I mean, doing comedy made me not like them so much either. Yeah, and then I had to step away.
You are not. You do well in the office environment to a degree because you can form relationships of people that are going through the same. Like if you were on a Viking ship and you're rowing.
Yeah,
that,
like, yeah, the other rowers are and I are buds.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of good rowing buds on my ship.
But where you could use your charm and your charisma and your friendliness to serve people would probably best suit you. You're probably not best suited for computer work.
No.
Clerical work.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you can do it.
I can do it. It's not my favorite thing.
It's probably not taking advantage of the best advantage of your skill set.
I mean, as far as being personable and talking to people, yeah, I mean, it would be great if I could do that.
You know where you should work?
However.
You know where you could work?
What?
Like as a fucking hotel concierge.
That would probably be great.
People are coming to you with not major things, problems that you could solve. You can call somebody to take care of something. You can make them feel better about a situation. You can get some. You can get right on it.
Right.
That would probably be your skill set.
I thought about that. The only thing is, I am classist. People with a lot of money who lord it over people, like. Upper class people who are like, oh, Buffy, you come over here. I really dislike them.
but you're an actress. You can fake that shit.
Oh, I could fake it, but I don't.
But that's not everybody. That's a small minority of people. Not everybody who has money is a douche.
No, I've run into enough of them but it's incredibly irritating.
Most people are just people. They just need help.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So listen, you don't have to be at a fucking 5-star hotel.
No, and that would be the kind of environment that would have those douchebags.
Or
front
of house in a restaurant.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's probably your skill set. You know, welcoming, nice, friendly, a nice smile, putting people at ease. That's your sweet spot.
Except that. The American public in particular has become so fucking entitled, I would want to rip them a new one.
But you won't because you don't do it now.
No.
And you have to you wouldn't do it.
No, do it.
And you can put enough people at ease because you have a sense of humor and a smile and you can placate them and you would go, okay, I understand you're very stressed. Let's see what I can do to solve. You would disarm them with that. I feel those are your strengths. I don't know if you'll ever get a job doing these things, no. But I feel like that is Pip Helix's sweet spot.
It is. I mean, I've used that ability a lot in the jobs that I've already had that I've actually been told, you know, by people that is my strong suit. Like, being the unhappy person or disgruntled or upset person whisperer, because I can, you know, calm people down or just let them feel a little bit more reassured. It's just finding the right job. See, sales in particular, high pressure, which, you know, is a little dangerous for me, but also that I would have to lie to people constantly upsetting.
No, because
pushing them into buying things.
My wife is a sales engineer. She's not a salesperson, but she's a sales engineer.
Right.
Where she has to help, you know, she's matched with these customers that the salesperson knows. She's very honest.
Yes.
You know, listen, you're going to spin certain things to best show your company, but she's not going to outright lie.
Right.
So if you have integrity.
Yeah.
You have it. People will, in the right company, and I think there's plenty of companies like that. They will value that. Go, okay. This is an asset because our customers are going to be pleased that they're not being sold a bill of goods, that they're selling them a good product. The used car salesman thing, it only works in certain things. Used car lots, politics, you know. But so I feel that's your skill set. I feel I am doing exactly what I should be doing.
I think so.
I feel like comedy, being an asshole, that's my sweet spot. I feel like I should be doing a lot more radio. I feel like these are my skill sets. I feel I don't get paid what I should get paid,
radio is traditionally underpaid for in the entertainment.
Keeping
mediums.
That alive, aren't we?
I know, aren't we?
But I feel like
not on purpose.
I feel like I am lucky in that I have found what I should be doing.
Yeah.
So, and I realize that I am lucky. You are not doing what you should be doing,
mm-mm.
which is why you're constantly miserable. Not to say you wouldn't be miserable doing what you love, because, you know, there's bad days and there's interpersonal relationships and there's bosses and there's all that stuff, too.
Sure. No, I don't expect Shangri-La at the day program. I never did.
No, but you should probably, when this is done, you should probably start looking in the hospitality industry. That would probably give you some satisfaction because you will be able to help people. Mm-hmm. You will be able to see the results. Now, you're still going to have assholes that are going to make you miserable.
Oh, yeah.
But you're also going to see the results of your hard work and your effort. And, I can't believe this happened. I lost the tickets to blah, blah, blah. You can solve problems.
Right, right.
And that will give you a sense of accomplishment and a sense of worth. And you can use that outgoing personality and that nice smile and that charm, which is fucking annoying in an Uber, but perfect.
That's funny.
But perfect for those type of jobs.
Wait, that's a really good suggestion.
I told you, I'm one of the smartest people in your circle. You just fight me on this all the time. You talk to these other people much more, but when it comes down to it, I know you better than a lot of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, we sit here and we pour out our guts at each other for once a week for years. It's like, and besides our personal conversations, I mean, but these are actually the conversations that we have. You know that I'm not lying when I'm talking on the air. I'm being me.
Yeah, no.
You know, so but it's I, like, but I know, this is us.
Yeah, I know you better than most of these people. I know what makes you tick.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't broken you yet. It'd be too easy.
You know where the buttons are because you installed them.
I know where the soft squishy parts are. I don't want to hurt you.
Get your hands off that
squishy
spot.
I love you. I don't want to hurt you.
Thanks, dude. Love you too, man.
But yeah, that's when this job ends, and it's gonna end one way or the other.
Oh yeah.
But like, because I know you've already mentioned that you're starting keeping options open. This, that, the other thing. I think you should start looking in the hospitality field.
Yeah, I'm really open to, like, I've been looking at all different kinds of things. I've only applied to three places.
What about taking a restaurant management course? A restaurant hotel management, I should say. Just to have that background.
I like the idea of hotel more than restaurant.
Right, but they offer it together.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it's hotel and restaurant management. They offer these courses. These are real fucking things.
Oh, no, I know. Oh, no. I'm thinking about it.
You're going to have some free time.
I know.
But no,
that was one of the things I was going to say. Not my closest coworker, but at the day program, they fired one of my friends today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I am too.
That's what they're doing. It's like when they frog walk Vindman out. That's what they're doing.
It's really, but I called her and she's actually doing pretty well, all things considered. But I called her to say, you know, oh my, the minute I got my car, because I knew I could have a little bit of privacy because everything.
Yeah, they're listening in there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're listening everywhere.
Oh, well, people actually stand outside other people's offices and listen. It's that kind of place.
Ugh.
Yeah. Saw it happen.
Ugh.
Yeah. And
I am not cut out for office.
Oh.
I've done, you know why I'm not cut out for office? Because I do shit efficiently. And that doesn't work in an office. Leave me the fuck, and I've talked about this before. Leave me the fuck alone. I'll get the job done. Don't worry about the shit when the job's done. Leave me the fuck alone. And that does not work in office.
You would so enjoy the micromanagement that I'm under.
No, I couldn't deal with that. That's why I got fired.
I want to yell every day.
Right, and I'm not good at making myself look busy because I'm like, well, if I got nothing to do, why can't I look like I got nothing to do?
Yeah, and you're not allowed because it just like irritates them. So we're paying you to stand there. I'm done with my work.
Yes.
Go find something else to do. Sweep or something.
That's not my job. I'll be happy to do more work in my fucking job description.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying, I'm not running out of here and saying I don't want to work. I'm saying I got nothing to do. So what's the difference between me sitting here at my desk or somebody taking a 20-minute smoke break every hour and a half?
I know. I know.
But they fired one of your coworkers. Yeah, you need to get out.
That's just like one in a drop of the bucket.
You need to find the thing that hurts you is your attendance record. That's going to be a problem wherever you go.
Of course.
You know, especially a place where you have to put on a smiling face.
Oh yeah.
But that's what you should be doing. You should be doing something in the hospitality field. I think you'll be happy. I think you're still going to have fucking bosses that you hate because There might be something about you that rubs people the wrong way. I haven't figured it out yet. You don't rub me the wrong way. But there might be... No, actually, you know what? As your boss, yeah, this shit about me that about you that rubs me the wrong way. But I love you, so I over-fucking-look it. But as far as you know, a worker, yeah, I could see that shit. But you will be... If you get personal satisfaction from your job, seeing that you are making a positive difference, as small as it may be, in somebody's day,
yeah,
in somebody's week, on a regular basis, that will carry you through the bullshit. It's like a comic. You know, when you're starting out, the shit shows outweigh the good shows.
Oh, yeah.
But you cling to that good fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
And that carries you through the next ones.
Yeah.
So when you're getting shit on, instead of just staring at your computer and going, fucking stupid numbers entering this, bump up, fucking hate everybody, you go...
Were you there today?
I just know. I didn't. if you go, well, you know what? At least I helped out, you know, the Smiths. You know, I made their day better, their vacation better, their dinner better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I did a good thing today. I can deal with this fuck. I can deal with this bullshit right there. It'll carry you. And you'll have a more self-worth, so you won't get as depressed, mm-hmm. which will help your physical health as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So I know. I can't believe I'm not going to Pennsylvania with you. I feel like I should be in the circle of women.
I think that. Yeah. Wait a minute. How you just said that? We could have a seminar.
I don't feel like I'd be accorded the respect I deserve.
Perhaps not.
I feel they would resent me because I don't have ovaries. I
you can have mine.
You're not using them.
No, I'm not. You can gladly have mine.
I feel like, oh, he's mansplaining. Like but they don't understand. Yes, because it's necessary.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. You don't want to live through the weekend, apparently.
Right, but instead of just embracing the knowledge... Embracing what I am offering, they go to the defense.
Oh yeah, but see, the thing is, and I don't know if this is women, but I think that people, particularly women, that's the side I'm coming from, they cannot hear what you're saying if they cannot bear the tone you're saying it in.
Yeah, that's something men don't worry about. Men don't worry about tone.
Oh.
Men focus on message. Women focus on tone.
Women could give like years long.
But you know when men
men
focus on tone? When it's coming from a woman.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
when men
yeah.
focus on tone.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to my scammer today. And she's like, you always get excited. I'm like, nah, it's just text. I'm very calm. She was focusing on tone.
Yeah,
and also, I know you're a scammer. That's why I'm calm.
I would be getting excited if you were a real woman in my
level
life.
Of excitement isn't where it should
hello,
be.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Well,
hi.
But yeah, but women focus on tone,
yes.
which is why they have so many problems in workplaces and interpersonal relationships where I could yell at Joe. Joe will get past the yell and go, all right, what are you telling me to do? and then he will either agree with what I'm telling him to do or not agree with it. And that's where the conversation will resume. It won't be like, you know, I don't like that tone in your voice. That will not be part of the conversation.
Well,
at all.
Also, I worked for a couple of women bosses. One of them told me that.
Bitches.
No, not really. No.
They're not here.
No.
No. They could be tough, but no, they were very good, the both of them.
All right.
Both of them. But,
They'll make you Christmas cookies. Relax.
No, but I'm sorry. They're very good.
You should be if you don't bring anything to me.
You know, one
I
of them still
Christmas
I
cookies.
Still say yes, ma'am, to one of them. They're still one of my customers. But
that's because she's a dominatrix.
but
yes, ma'am.
She was saying, she said, women are the worst because women will not let it go. And she brought up almost the same scenario that you just brought up, where if a guy...
Further proof.
If two men have a disagreement, they're like, you never... And then they settle it,
yeah.
and they'll have a drink, and they'll move on.
Right.
Women won't drop it.
Nope.
And that's from a woman. They will not drop it.
No, nope, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I will carry, and like, smolder over something that was
ooh,
said...
Ooh, smoldering pip.
Smoldering
pip.
I like a smoldering pip.
Smoldering.
Glad we're doing the Valentine's Day show.
Smoldering. Valentine's Day show.
I will just chew over something for a really long time, said to me in a shitty way, rather than something that was probably meaner, but said in like a neutral or kinder tone.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and you want to, and women let it sit. Where a guy will go, "Hey, not for nothing, man. Fuck you, man. You talk to me like that. You know that's the way guys are. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you know, either the guy, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't, you know, or it's still an argument. But women won't do that.
No,
you know,
I feel like we've solved a lot of your issues today.
But my,
we're here to
help. We didn't even cover me for most of the night.
Yeah, I feel we did. We put you on a new career path.
Oh, okay.
And we discussed the pros and cons of your Uber personality.
You can't stand being trapped in before, an Uber with me.
Before, no, or any small place. We'll talk about you next week, dear.
Okay.
Because I have Joe here, and I briefly want to talk about Mike Bloomberg. Yeah, he's moving up in the polls, and I know you've liked Bloomberg in the past, and I'm seeing from some people who voted Trump, I'm not telling you to commit to Bloomberg now, but people saying, yeah, I'd vote for Mike Bloomberg, or I wish he would have run as a Republican in 2016.
Where were these people from?
Just all over. I don't know.
And that's a key thing. In our neck of the woods, you know, we know what Bloomberg did. Bloomberg was a good mayor. Not going to discredit.
Yeah, but I mean, they're both New Yorkers.
I understand that.
I mean, Bloomberg, Bernie, and Trump, they're all New Yorkers. We know all about that attitude and the way they say things.
As a matter of fact, I was listening to the radio on the way up, and the commentator was mentioning that all these guys are New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Even Bernie. You know, Bernie, even though he was up
Queens.
From, you know, Queens.
I think he grew up... I grew around where Trump was.
I think
not too far away.
I mean, we all understand that sensibility.
Right.
And the way
right.
they come
so,
at
so
things.
You can forget about that's not going to play in the South. Well, it's going to have to fucking play somewhere. Because right now, Bernie's leading and Bloomberg's on the rise. And, of course, Donald Trump's the president. So New York's going to have to play somewhere, America. Get used to it.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what you're thinking about. I think Mike Bloomberg, and I'm getting some shit from it, I think Mike Bloomberg is the guy to take on Trump, because as I posted on Facebook, when people love the slogan, gives zero fucks and has unlimited bucks. And I think that's what it's going to take to beat Donald Trump.
Well, we'll see. Basically, Bloomberg, we know Bloomberg here in New York. The middle of the country, people don't really know him. Also from the...
To go to that, he's putting fucking ads all over the place. That's what he's doing right now. He's focusing where other Democrats have not focused yet, because they're focusing on Iowa and New Hampshire.
Now, the key to it is how the Democratic Party is going to swing. If they're going to swing moderate, he would stand a good chance. But
I think the most important thing for the Democrats is beating Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I think, especially when you look about what happened today with the Department of Justice. Are you aware of that?
No, I work.
What does it mean? You just said you listened to the radio on the way home.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. So you could have had the opportunity, you smug motherfucker. So what happened today was...
I work, I know.
The Department of Justice had these charges against... had 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone for what he's accused of. That's what they recommended to the judge. So last night, Donald Trump anger tweeted, as he's wont to do, about how it's unfair. I can't believe they're doing this. Why is anybody looking at the Dems? Bah, 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 bah. Today, the Department of Justice reversed course and said, oh, no, we're not going to go with the 7 to 9 years. And last time I checked, the four prosecutors who've been handling this case have resigned. So now you're seeing the politicization.
Politicalization.
No, that's not the word either.
I can't say it either. Oh, we know
three fucking morons. You're welcome, America.
Not morons. We just can't speak.
Yeah. We're in front of a microphone, so yeah.
But
we're seeing
here.
The politicalization. Maybe you're right, Joe. I don't know. Of the Department of Justice.
Politicalization.
I'm saving my arguments for the important shit. The love fails. I don't have the strength for this.
Why not? Yeah, right. Yeah, policy. Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. Policy don't matter. But love fails. That fucking matters. But we're seeing that with the Department of Justice. And, you know, I'm dealing with Trump supporters. Oh, it's fine. But I'm like, you like it now. But when it happens to your guy, you're not going to like it. I go, just imagine if it wasn't President Trump, but it was President Hillary Clinton doing this shit. I'm like, you people should fucking pay attention. This is how democracy dies. Mm-hmm. Not to compare Donald Trump and the Republicans to the Nazis. That's not what I'm doing. But when how did Germany fall to Nazism? Because people went along to get along. You start pointing at other things. You start letting democracy and rules fall to the wayside because you like the way it's benefiting your guy or you. And then before you know it, you're in a shitstorm. That's why I've always said, you know, my beliefs, it doesn't matter if you're fucking blue or red. I'm going to call bullshit on it, as I have. This is a fucking problem. And I think we have a president who was acquitted on impeachment, who is now unencumbered. There is no guardrails. It is now the party of Trump.
Right.
They all fear him.
Yeah.
Except for Mitt Romney, and then whatever. You know, what? Not that that fucking matters. And I think you need the guy with the fucking biggest pocketbook right now. I think Democrats need to fucking get off their little love with Bernie or Mayor Pete and just realize, go, we need the motherfucker that goes, I can't hear you, Donald. My money's in my ears. I think we need that guy.
Well, yeah. Right. Now, here's the problem, though. OK, you're dealing with a Democratic Party that you have that fringe far left of it that really doesn't want to see a billionaire, a white billionaire in there.
I don't think it matters the color. I think the billionaire's a problem. Make no mistake. If he gets the nomination, he bought it. Make no mistake about it. But you need to understand that the presidency is for sale in this country because the Citizens United. And the only way that gets overturned is if you have a constitutional convention and make an amendment where you can't spend all this money.
But do you think that it would fall on deaf ears? Because if it was under President Bloomberg, wouldn't it be he'd be considered a hypocrite for going along with something like that when he did buy the presidency
as
well?
I'm not saying it's going to get better under Bloomberg. I don't know.
Right.
But I see where we're going on crazy train now,
yeah,
where the laws don't work. So what I'm telling the Democrats is you need to get over yourself. You need to get over, I'm not inspired.
They're too disenfranchised.
They need to fucking listen to me.
Well, because I think they're too disenfranchised. Now, basically, Biden is not doing well.
and which way do you mean?
In every fucking facet.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that Donald Trump got fucking impeached over a zero factor? What a fucking waste. He got himself impeached over a fucking zero factor. Biden has fucking imploded. No, I think he hurt Biden. I think it's hurt him. But Biden was going to implode on his own.
I don't think that the whole Burisma thing hurt Biden on that. I think Biden hurt Biden.
Yes, but Biden would have hurt Biden anyway. Yeah. But that's my point. But Donald Trump got impeached because of the Giuliani Burisma thing. That's why Donald Trump got impeached. Where if he just would have stayed the fuck out like every other normal president, Biden would have self-destructed like he did two other times. He ran for president. What a fucking waste! What a miscalculation by Donald Trump.
Right. So the thing about it, right? Let's take Biden. Okay.
No, I don't want to. You can't. I mean, if I have to, I will. But at this moment, I don't want to.
He doesn't want to hear your malarkey.
He does not.
Take my Biden, please.
I'm a dog-faced pony boy.
Oh, God Almighty, soldier. What's the matter with him? Jeez. I love the whole no malarkey tour.
I don't know. What's the matter with Donald Trump? They're fucking old and out of touch. What
Gene Willikers elect me presidential campaign.
Gene Willikers elect me.
Golly gee whiz.
Not the worst I've heard.
No malarkey tour. My grandfather running?
Yes. That's what we have. We have grandfathers running. That's what we get.
Right.
Listen, I don't want to take Biden until that's the choice I'm given.
I don't want potatoes without gravy.
What I'm saying, though, I'm talking to the Democrats.
Yes.
You need to fucking understand. Because I think a Bloomberg could even pick off, maybe not Joe, but I think a Bloomberg could pick off Joe. Because Joe wanted a businessman that accomplished things, was a self-starter, and could get things done. He's everything Donald Trump claims to be, but he fucking did it, and he ran the city. It's what Joe wanted.
The only thing I don't like about Bloomberg, there's a lot I like about him. The one thing I don't like is when he starts to get into, you know, infringing on your personal rights.
He's got
to
stop that.
You know, and that's the one thing.
But you know
thing.
What? Trump does it, too. Trump goes after private citizens. I mean, you know, Trump is attacking the press. He's going after rights too. I agree with you. I didn't like the whole fucking soda thing. I said it at the time. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
it. Enough.
Your business.
I didn't like the adding a third term because I can. I didn't like the.
That was another thing.
Yes. Yeah. But New York.
So he can be a little far-reaching as well with
he
things.
He absolutely can. But I'm not convinced Donald's leaving when he's done either. Here's what I hope, though. If Donald goes third term, if Donald does get the second term, he goes, fuck it, I'm going to go for a third term. I'm hoping they dust off Barry and goes, fuck it, I'm in. Because that's what I want to see. If I got to live through 4 more years and then possibly 8 more years, I want fucking Barry at the end of that fucking tunnel. I go, all right, motherfucker.
Now,
they asked for it.
Now, what the situation was is that they had Biden there. Biden was going to be the moderate side that would try to bring both sides in.
Yes.
Now that he's having problems, this is where Bloomberg can move in.
Well, I mean, you got Buttigieg in that space, too.
Buttigieg, the country is not ready for a gay president. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, but those if they're not ready for a gay president, they were going to vote for a Democrat anyway.
I don't see it in this election cycle. I think
Were we ready for a black president?
No, and we proved what happened with that. The South shall rise again.
The people that are worried about him being gay weren't going to vote for a Democrat anyway.
But the thing about it is that if you get to know him and get to know his policies, the next election cycle, he would be more palatable to get elected.
Yeah.
I don't see it this election cycle. Elizabeth Warren is almost a non-entity right now, okay?
I like Liz too, but I've talked to Pip about some of her mistakes that bothered me.
So that's what you got.
So I'm saying Bloomberg, baby. I'm saying could you see yourself? Is it possible? Because you will admit Donald Trump is batshit. I know you like the policy.
Now I was over at Anthony Cumia's on
a think tank of liberal thought if there ever was one.
But yes, with that in mind, he stamped his foot and said, "Damn it all," because he believes that Hillary Clinton is going to get back is going to. Launch her campaign.
I know, and he's wrong.
He, you know what? I don't. I told him. I said the
how
part,
many beers in
the
was
party
a statement?
Enough, but the party doesn't. He'll mention it on the show. Well, these beers in on the show, but I brought it up, and usually I agree. But my whole feeling is the party doesn't want her in.
She's got no
and
following.
She's
rather attack Bernie.
I understand, but he said, you know, his point is that basically the way it's going to be that with Bloomberg maybe too moderate, and then the other side too left. She might be the perfect fit and might come in. So I said, well, when do you think that she might come in? Probably towards
December 2020. That's
but, you know,
she's
might
not coming
be.
Back.
I don't know.
Hillary's a non-entity. Your boy's wrong. He's very entertaining. He's completely wrong. I will bet him. And he's got a lot more money than I do. I will bet your pal. You'll tell
him. Why do you think? And I'm not busting your balls. I got his side. I want to hear your side.
Why do I think she's not going to run?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, she doesn't have anything in place to run. She hasn't. She doesn't have the people on the ground. She doesn't have the unlimited money that Bloomberg has. Mm-hmm. And how many times are you going to go and get your ass handed to you? I mean, except if you're Joe Biden. I mean, at some point,
she hasn't done
the legwork, and she knows the party has moved on for her, because that's why she's attacking Bernie.
But
she still resents Bernie.
I know.
But she screwed him royally.
Well, it was the DNC. It wasn't her.
But still, you know, it's part of that party.
Yes.
The whole thing is that if Bloomberg gets in there,
he's in.
I'm sorry. If Bloomberg is that candidate that fills that spot with Biden, which it looks like is going to happen, we'll see. Basically, there might be that contingent that feels that he is too moderate and still wants somebody that's more left, but not as left as Sanders and something like that. That's the whole point.
Democrats need to get their shit together, which I've said the only way to lose to Donald Trump is if you run a Democrat.
But that's
why I love the fact they're running a Republican.
Right, but like I said, that's the scenario.
I understand that. Listen. The left needs to fucking deal with the situation. Listen, Bernie's got the most passionate followers.
Yeah, and I just want to interrupt for 1 second. That's Anthony's thought. I don't agree with that. The party doesn't want her in there at all. So I'm just, and I'm like, I'm giving you his point and his reasoning is.
People,
but I don't think they want her in there.
Democrats feel Hillary was screwed. People still like Hillary Clinton. Nobody wants to fucking deal with another Hillary run for the presidency. Nobody wants to do it anymore because we don't want to hear about Pizzagate. We don't. She's not a good retail politician.
No.
Right.
No. There's no clamoring for President Hillary. We feel she got fucked.
Yep.
We feel she should be president right now, but nobody's clamoring for her to do it one more time.
No.
It's not there. The party has moved on. So what I'm saying is, you will admit President Trump, who you like, is batshit crazy.
Yeah, he gets the job done.
I know you like him. I know you like his policy. I know that. But the question is, Bloomberg, could you vote for Mike Bloomberg? Could you vote for normalcy, which is what I think that's what a lot of Americans
people
want.
Are crying for
we
normal.
I said time again, we just want a president to shut the fuck up. Just normalcy. And we know Mike Bloomberg will just get the job done. We know he's going to be very quiet, nice, mild mannered Jewish boy. Shit's going to get done. We're going to like it. A lot of the policy is very business friendly, which because he's a fucking businessman.
Yeah,
he's got, you know, it was 2004. He turned New York City over to the Republican Party for George W. Bush. He's a fucking Republican. Like Trump was a Democrat.
Right.
Whatever. Could you vote for Bloomberg?
I have to hear more of the policy. I have to hear more of the debates. I have to hear
It's going to be business friendly. It's going to be more concerned about the environment.
You know what? Ask me during the debates. If it gets down to the debates, ask me during the debates.
But the fact that Joe would even consider it proves my point. There are people that have voted Trump that will listen to a Mike Bloomberg candidacy.
I think that's true.
But once again, he's got to do. He's spending a ton of money
because he can.
I understand on the ad campaign. If he gives the sense of familiarization that I have being a New Yorker and having him as the mayor, if that familiarization that I have as a New Yorker living on Long Island, if the guy in Minnesota, the guy in Ohio,
he's got to relate, is what you're saying.
The guy that would understand.
See, what Trump had his advantage was everybody saw him on TV. We thought he was the TV guy.
Bloomberg,
right.
If you're sitting from a guy, you know, a guy in Ohio, people, he didn't really know Bloomberg.
Now, not that this means anything, because this is not how elections are won in this country. But head to head, Michael Bloomberg now beats Donald Trump by more than any other candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like by 11 or 9 points head to head. Now, again, that's not how elections are won in this country. It's an electoral college, so it's not a popularity contest. But right now, Michael Bloomberg has bought it.
And like you said, with the Democrats, it's going everything they stand for. You know, pretty much
if you look at my Facebook page, I'm fucking dealing with the left. I'll fucking deal
with it. So how have they been leaning into you?
People are – I think Democrats – like I said, the most important thing is to beat Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I think...
your opinion, how are they feeling?
That's the most important thing to everybody.
Yeah.
The far left is not going to like the fact that the election was paid for.
An old Jewish white guy.
Republican. He's a Republican.
But do you think they like it? I mean, how?
No, I don't think they like it.
How left-leaning has the party gotten? That's all we've been hearing.
Here's what you need to know. The base of the Democratic Party, and then we'll take a break. The base of the Democratic Party is African Americans. Michael Bloomberg has a very mixed, at best, record with African Americans. Stop and frisk, which he apologized for when he started running for president, because that's what you fucking do. But, you know, But I believe Biden has lost like 15% of African American votes because he had the most. And they have gone to Michael Bloomberg. African Americans are looking like they look at Donald Trump, and we're not going to have the whole conversation whether he is or is that. They look at Donald Trump as a racist. They look at it as integral to their well-being to get Donald Trump out of office. So when the African American and especially African American women look at it as we have to get Donald Trump out of office, they look at Michael Bloomberg and go, that's the motherfucker that can do it. That they just want to win. Black people understand it's just about winning. Crunchy white people on the left, they need to fucking wrap their heads around it. They don't fucking understand what they're up against. They like to bring a fucking pea shooter to a gunfight. Donald Trump has a fucking howitzer. He doesn't give a shit. Yes. The whole party is about him. He's got all the money in the world, not his personal money, but all the fucking fundraising. He's raising money like crazy. The Republicans, even though it's a shrinking party, they're very enthusiastic about it. You need a motherfucker that doesn't give a shit. And you see it already. Every time Donald Trump fucking raises his little head to say something about Michael Bloomberg, Bloomberg comes back and fucking personally insults him, and Donald Trump shuts the fuck up. It's like what I said in 2015. The biggest thing for Donald Trump to win was Jon Stewart retiring, because otherwise he would have had Jon Stewart every night
eviscerating him,
just taking him apart bit by bit, and all the morning shows played The Daily Show. So even if you didn't watch The Daily Show, which only a million people watched, on your local morning news programs, you would be seeing Jon Stewart take him apart. Michael Bloomberg is calling him fat. He's calling him bald. He's calling him orange. He's calling him a liar. He's calling him a bully. He's doing all the shit that the Democrats don't know how to fucking do. And Donald Trump put Michael Bloomberg's a racist. Bloomberg shot back. That tweet got fucking deleted. Because Donald Trump knows at his heart, Michael Bloomberg is actually the real thing. He's not. None of these other Democrats have that. Michael Bloomberg actually is the self-made guy. He got fired at age 39 and became a multi-billionaire. Donald Trump got $400 million from daddy and has filed bankruptcy six fucking times. And according to his own sons, borrows money from the Russians, from his own fucking sons. Michael Bloomberg is the fucking New Yorker that gives no shits and has all the money. And Donald Trump knows that. And the Democrats don't have Bill Clinton running this year. They don't have Barack Obama. They don't have an inspiring candidate that's going to Bernie Sanders is the most inspiring one, but he's divisive. They're going to paint them as a socialist, and I'm not going to get the whole argument about social democrat and socialist right now and how socialist this country really is. Not going to get into it. The fact of the matter is they're going to paint him as a socialist, and that's going to turn a lot of people off, especially in the suburbs.
That word scares a lot of people.
You can't paint Michael Bloomberg as a socialist. He's a motherfucking capitalist. He did it the whole he fucking worked, and he put a lot of people in business, and he ran the biggest fucking city in the country, if not the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
And he was popular. And the police like him. The military likes him. You know, that's what I'm saying. The far left, is, as you pointed out, is the biggest fucking problem.
Are you good? Yeah, right. And I heard everything you say, and you brought
good,
up...
because we're right here.
I feel comforted that way.
It would be a shame after that whole spiel if you went, what? That would suck. I didn't hear you.
What?
Come again?
What?
That would really suck.
Show's the last day on the show. Basically, I heard what you said, huddla, and you brought up very, very good points. The only thing is, the way the party is to your Cortez supporters, to your Bernie supporters, to your Warren supporters.
Warren's a capitalist. Warren doesn't like that a billionaire is buying it, but she was a fucking Republican before she was a Democrat, too. I know it's fun to paint her as something else.
But I'm not talking about the candidate. I'm talking about the followers.
Will that
sway them? What you just
Bernie
said,
needs,
do you feel that would sway them?
If Bernie loses, he needs to bite his motherfucking tongue, unlike he was willing to do with Hillary, and not take it to the convention.
Well, he was a good boy in 2016 after they told him to be.
It didn't come easily.
Oh, believe me, you could see the blood coming from under where he had to bite it when he was speaking.
And he didn't do it. And he didn't do it right away. He needs to convey the message that I'm conveying. This isn't about what feels good.
But that's not on his platform.
But what they all agree on, they want Donald Trump gone. This isn't like running against Mitt Romney. We just like Barack Obama better. Nobody had strong feelings about Mitt Romney. Yeah, binders full of women and shit, and we thought he was the least. Nobody really hated Mitt Romney. Nobody gave a shit about Mitt Romney.
Not really.
We were passionate about the end of W.
Yes.
Not about defeating John McCain. Just we wanted to wash our hands with W because he was such a shit show. You had two fucking wars. You had 9/11 on his watch. You had Katrina, which was mishandled, and you had a collapsing economy. That's why John McCain lost. We talked about this before you got here. If you were just going on qualified people, John McCain should have beaten Barack Obama. But Democrats felt like we have to get rid of W. W was fucking hated. Trump's hated more.
Yes.
And Trump is more dangerous than W. Because as fucking crazy as W was, he still believed in the institutions. You didn't see this blurring of everything. So Bernie needs to be a good little boy. Liz needs to be if they don't win, Liz needs to be a good girl. Pete needs to be a good boy. They all need to fucking get on board and go, listen, we have to beat Donald Trump. We're going to be out there every day campaigning. You get Barack Obama off his fucking ass because nobody draws a crowd on the left like Barry does. Mm. You do that,
well,
you
that's
win.
Who Barry is. Okay.
Yeah, that's who Barry is, Barack.
All right.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah,
no.
That's what his friends call. We're tight like that. Yes, yes, yes.
We're
it's
tight
very,
like that.
It's very important. You raise a good point. It's very important that Bernie gets on board. He's got the most passionate supporters. Listen, if Bernie's the candidate, I'll vote for Bernie. I like Bernie. I voted for him over Hillary in 2015.
Who do you think is going to win the primary tonight?
I think Bernie will win tonight. He did well there. 4 years ago. I think he'll win there.
I think so.
I think Mike Bloomberg is going to surprise people. He's not on the bill, but people are writing him in.
They think Buttigieg might, they're looking like Buttigieg might win tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy with that too.
Yeah.
I can find positive in almost all the Democratic candidates, you know, which is kind of like what the Republicans said in 2016, you know, when they were running, like, they liked all the candidates.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these, you know, you like them. But, yeah, I think that's what needs to happen. But the most interesting point in this is the fact that Joe would have to take a second look, which every other Democrat, he wouldn't do.
Right.
Maybe Pete, because he likes some of Pete's policies, but probably no.
But I'm not the problem.
Oh, you are.
No.
Don't you sell yourself short, my friend.
No,
well, somebody keyed my car with the anarchy symbol. So
wait, what?
Oh, you didn't see
that,
post?
That on Facebook?
Oh,
I thought it was a spider web.
No, that was the anarchy symbol.
On your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was... Do you know
why?
Yeah, I believe I know who it was. I'm on the way to...
You believe you know who it was?
Oh, yeah. I was going to the dollar store with Joe's girl.
Oh, treating her nice, I see.
Well, get some nice Hungry Man dinners
that are just a month and a half past their expiration? You do know how to treat a lady. Baby, get yourself anything off the back shelf.
Look, spatulas are on sale.
Spatulas are on sale.
Everything's a dollar. Nothing on sale.
That's true.
So we were going to the dollar store on Sunday, and there's some cars in front of me, and I'm waiting for the cars to go. There's a woman behind me honking her horn, and there's enough room to get by. So they're still honking.
Was this parking lot?
No, the road leading into the dollar store.
Is there a line to get into the dollar store?
So no, but there was cars waiting to go. You had to wait to go. And this woman is just laying on the horn. So I get out of the car, and I go, "What? You can't get by. You can get through there. Fuck you." I go, "Really, you ugly bitch?" I called her an ugly bitch. Who are you calling an ugly bitch? I go, "You see anybody else around? I'll call the police." I go, "You better call a beauty parlor and hope they got a crack fucking staff waiting." I go, "You know,
why can't you improv? Like that at a comedy club." If you could improv like that at a comedy show, your problem would be solved. We just need to put you in a frothy feud. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you should do your show from the car.
So
actually, you should have people poke you
in the series. I do. So we pull into the dollar store parking lot, and she gets on Jericho Turnpike, and she drives down the road, and she looks at me and goes, "Motherfucker!" Wow.
She's read the resume,
and I feel like I'm walking out of the club. So.
I go right to your old house.
I tell Joel's girl, I go, "Everybody's called me that, from Davin to my ex-wife who used to greet me every morning with that."
I don't think I've called you a motherfucker.
Yeah. No. So I go into the dollar store, and you know, I pick up some dollar store things. I get back out to the store, and I look at the
dollar
scratch
store things. And you're supporting China is what you're doing.
Well, I see that somebody keyed the anarchy symbol on the side of my door.
That's fucking terrible.
That's must.
I mean, I gave a police report. You know, I gave a police report. Now, the funny thing is, I posted it on Facebook. Now, I'm thinking, I'm almost 99% it was this bitch.
Who else would it be?
But the weird thing about it is I posted on Facebook, a guy I'm Facebook friends with who lives on Long Island said, "Oh, yeah, the same thing happened to me." So the, you know, the anarchy thing. So you think
it's just something going on out there?
It could be.
Huh. That's really messed
up. Do you have any, like, Trump stuff on your car?
I have an Anthony Cumia Show bumper sticker on there. I don't know if anybody knows that.
I don't know if that would do
it. But I think that ugly, you know, the ugly one came back. And did it.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's,
yeah, so am I.
Yeah, that was totally messed up.
So are you going to get it out of the car? Or what's the move?
Yeah, I'm going to... I got the car's got to go in for body work anyway because somebody rear-ended
it. Was it deep?
So
sometimes it's just paint deep and you can buff it out.
I'm going to think maybe I get it. But there's one of the comics owns an auto body shop, so I might bring
it
back.
Is that Tony?
Not Tony, no, Tony. Oh, no, Tony runs Firestone.
Okay.
He's a Firestone guy. But there was another guy that...
you got the auto hookup.
Yeah.
So we'll get that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it could have been worse. It could have been like, at least Anarchy is kind of like rebellious. Could have been like asshole or something.
Joe's girl says she was an ugly bitch. Yeah.
What's Joe's girl going to say? No, actually, she was quite attractive. No. I don't know.
I just like her backing up her man.
And Joe's girl's going, "Well, you called her an ugly bitch." I go, "Because that what you, let's say a giraffe was in the car." And I'm like, "You fucking giraffe." Well, it's a giraffe. You know, why are you calling me? Because you're a fucking giraffe. You know?
Yeah, but a giraffe is objective.
How do you know a giraffe is objective? You talk policy with a giraffe?
No.
You have to look up, so what do you think? You think Bloomberg's going to win?
Shut up, stupid. the reality that it is a giraffe, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Ugly bitch is an opinion. That's what I'm saying. Hmm. Objective versus subjective.
All right.
But I understand why in that moment.
Oh, if you saw her, you'd be, "Ew." Yeah.
Maybe yes, but yeah. I don't think I would have the feud that you have.
Well, what the
because I'm a bit of a pussy.
Yeah, well, yeah, me, I'm a bit of a nut. But the thing about it is that civilians have a filter. Comics don't have a filter.
You do on stage. That's not the place for it. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
that's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
suck. No, it could have been worse, though. It could have been like, "Fuck you." But no, I mean, people like, you know, people like key all sorts of shit. But no, that's fucking terrible. All right. Well, that was that. Well, now that we've argued, it's time to argue. All right.
Hysterical.
On the break, we got new music from Nimze and El Dorado with Rise. And
oh, a relative.
Wow. Dick El Dorado.
Why
are you working with him? Nimze and El Dorado with Rise and White Star with Deadbeat Poet, who's probably the Deadbeat Poet sounds like we put anarchy in fucking Joe's car. Sounds like something a Deadbeat
Poets are the nastiest people. We used to do.
Are they the nastiest?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. We did a coffee house when I was starting new comedy. Benny, our friend Benny, ran a coffee house, and we used to do it. And the poets were on before us. And they used to talk, I mean, really nasty shit about each other. And then we get to like, oh, you want to stick around and watch the show? No, thank you. And he will, yeah, nasty people.
Really?
Nasty people. I mean, look at the comics we support each other. Power, they couldn't stand each other.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
Rhyming ain't no joke. Anyway, White Star with Deadbeat with the song Deadbeat Poet. And you can learn more about both them at deucemusic.com. And when we come back, we're going to argue some more the love fail countdown.